This is Twit.
He's been everywhere. He's a traveling man. He's dressed all in black. It's Johnny Jett. No, he's not. He's wearing his Aloha shirt. Johnny Jett, our traveling guy, is here. JohnnyJett.com helps you travel better with technology. Hey, Johnny.
Hello, Leo.
How are you?
Good. Just got back from the desert. We went. We spent four nights. We rented a house via VRBO. They helped us with that, by the way.
I like VRBO. I like that idea. I have a friend who does that. That's the, what is it? Something rental by owner. Vacation rental by owner is what it stands for, right?
Well, they actually they now go by Vrbo, which I have a difficult time saying or getting Vrbo. Used to. But we stayed at their Anthony Bourdain no reservations house.
Oh, wow.
So I had a huge
Why do they call
photo
it that?
Of Tony and so it was a no-brainer. We had a pool. Kids loved it. It did pour. I saw someone in the chat room ask me if it poured yesterday for like 15 minutes, and the streets literally had over a foot of water. I was at the grocery store, and it was hailing. It was insane.
You were in the Palm Desert.
We were in Palm Springs, yeah.
Palm Springs, yeah.
But we also went to Joshua Tree for my first time.
Always wanted to go there.
It's only 30, 40 minutes from Palm Springs, and my friend who lives in Palm Springs says, make sure you stop off in Pioneer Town, which I never even heard of. Have you?
No.
So Google Pioneer Town. It's like it looks like a ghost town from the old Wild West. And it turns out in 1946, a lot of people were like Gene Autry, Roy Rogers.
Oh, they made movies there.
They made so many TV shows and movies.
Oh.
And there literally was four people in the town. And you can't. There's no cars. You have to park on the in the street or in the parking lots, and it's all sand. And it felt like
the Wild West. Do they have gunfights in the streets?
I'm sorry?
Did they have gunfights in the streets?
Yeah, I think they did.
Do they stage things and do things, or is it just a ghost town?
You know what? I'm not sure. I think because of COVID.
They don't do anything.
And
right
we were there on a Friday. Literally, we were there at
it's so cool looking.
It really is.
I'm looking at Main Street, spelled M-A-N-E, like horse's mane.
Exactly.
The saloon, the bank, the bathhouse, the livery stables. That's really cool.
It was a great little side trip.
I bet the little Jack loved it. Is he like cowboys?
Yes.
That's fun.
Actually, I'm not sure if he does cowboys and stuff like I used to when I was a kid. But
yeah, that was big when we were kids. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a little different now.
Yeah.
But the big news this week in travel is that the U.S. said they're going to open the borders finally to fully vaccinated travelers from the EU, China, I think Brazil. There's a bunch of countries in there. In early November. I mean, it's taken a long time. And for Americans who are not vaccinated, it's going to be a lot more difficult to get back into the country. You're going to have to do much more rigorous testing.
We don't want you back. Stay there.
So they're trying to toughen it up. But they still haven't opened up the land border between Canada and the U.S.
What?
In terms of driving across. And same with Mexico. And I'm pretty sure it's political because if they open up the northern border, they have to open up the southern border, and they don't want to open up the southern border.
So we're flying to Mexico at the end of the month in October.
Not a problem.
No problem. It's just we couldn't drive there.
Exactly.
Oh, that's weird. Huh.
And same thing with Canada. You can go to Canada now. You can fly in, and the Canadians can come here as long as both are fully vaccinated.
Okay. Yeah, I think we have to get tested to get back in the U.S.
You do. Everyone has to be tested 3 days prior, regardless of your vaccination status or if you're American or not. But come early November, they are going to change it for the unvaccinated. You're going to have to do another test. You have to do a test 24 hours before you get on the plane, and then another test when you arrive, I think a couple days later, and they're going to do some contract tracing. So although, you know, they say they're going to do contract tracing, I highly doubt they will, unfortunately. They just don't have the manpower.
We had the Twit cruise, I want to make this clear, to Canada is July of next year, and that's still on, cruise.twit.tv. So that's on. But the cruise that Lisa and I were going to go on in January to Asia was just canceled. Silver Sea said, we can't get into Hong Kong. They're not letting anybody in.
Not just Hong Kong. There's a lot of countries. Asia, actually, I just posted in my newsletter today, there was a story from CN Traveler about what's open and what's not in Asia. And Most of it is not.
So we're
the only
booked,
one that's really wide open is the Maldives, which have been open for a long time.
They're giving us a discount if we book another one, but we're just going to, instead of trying to get into Asia again, because this is the second cruise that's been canceled to Asia, January of this year and January of next year, we're just going to Europe. It's safer, right? It's, and it'll be in 2023. By
you
then.
Know what? 2023, I actually would go for the Asia one because.
You think it'll be all right?
Mediterranean.
Lisa's had it. I had to talk her into this. She said, we're not booking anything else until this whole thing is over.
Book both. You said you're going to do a shorter cruise. Save some money. Try and book both.
Oh.
And that's what I was talking about a couple weeks ago. It's called trip stacking, which people are doing now. They're doing a more aggressive trip, planning one, and then they have a backup.
Ah.
So usually that involves, you know, international trip as your number one choice. If it's looking a little sketchy, then you have a backup.
My backup might be Palm Springs.
Hey, it's a great choice, but I do recommend if you are booking international travel to do it on a U.S. airline because of this one reason, because if you decide it's too risky or they shut it down, at least you'll get a credit on a U.S. airline so
American
you can then fly
trip.
Domestically.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
One of the hot spots that everyone wants to go to is Hawaii, which they've actually asked people not to go to for a little bit. But people are still planning. And my app this week is for traveling around Hawaii. I don't know if you downloaded it while you were there, called Holo Holo.
Holo Holo? Hold on. What's that?
It's like Uber, but it's Hawaiian. It's run by the same guy who created Speedy Shuttle in Hawaii. Oh. And it's on most of the major islands.
Is that the same as the WikiWiki?
No, the WikiWiki is different. The WikiWiki is a little shuttle bus or a little tram between the terminals.
Yeah. I like the name,
but
though.
I love the name. And also, there's a WikiWiki highway, which I love.
Yeah.
I believe it's a WikiWiki highway. So the Holo Holo, this week, they're the first supposedly rideshare company where the drivers can upload their vaccination status.
Ah, nice.
So you can choose a vaccinated driver, which I obviously would prefer. And I think most people would.
There seems to be a kind of strong anti-vax movement in Hawaii.
Oh, definitely. I mean...
I guess everywhere.
I think it's 80% have been vaccinated.
That's good. That's a good number.
Oh, it's high.
I mean, that's better than the U.S. at large.
And Hawaii wants you there. They just don't want you right now. So don't, I was telling people, postpone your trip. Don't cancel your trip.
It's a mixed bag, too. I mean, the governor says don't come. But I think you go in a restaurant or a store, they're pretty happy to have you there. The hotel says,
course,
thank you.
Of course, without a doubt, they want, tourism, they want your money.
Right.
The locals who are not involved in tourism don't want you there
because they don't
want the traffic. They don't want the germs.
I was talking to a friend in Oahu. It was so nice in the beginning of the quarantine. You could go anywhere and there was no one there. It was quiet. The Hawaiians got their island back. And
exactly.
I think they have mixed feelings. On the one hand, that's, big part of the economy. On the other hand, it was kind of nice.
I can't blame them. It was like paradise.
She was telling me you could bicycle down Waikiki's main drag. There was no traffic. You just bicycle down. There'd be nobody there. It was quiet. I bet it's nice.
I mean, it makes a huge difference for locals.
Yeah. I love Hawaii. I miss Hawaii.
I do too. But you're going to Mexico. You won't have any problem going
Can't
there.
Can't wait. Going there for Day of the Dead to Oaxaca, where it's the apparently the place to go for the Day of the Dead.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And then the other big news this week is that on Thursday, Delta Airlines has said they banned more than 1,600 unruly passengers, and they're now recommending that all airlines share their databases, which I talked about 2 weeks ago.
There's something weird going on in the world. People are just... We've had it, haven't we? We're done. We're through. This is too much. JohnnyJet.com. Follow him. Subscribe to his free newsletters. He's great. Leo Laporte, the tech guy. People are going off. They're going off the deep end.
Well, I wrote a comment. I mean, I wrote a post about, and I'll share it, about how, they need to have stricter forms or penalties because... doubling the fines is not going to do it. If you ban someone from flying not only that airline but all airlines, I guarantee you they'll start behaving because they want to either get to their destination or they want to get home without taking the train, the bus, a ship, or a private jet.
It's crazy. Why are people – what is going on?
Someone just wrote a comment on that post saying that, here in Mexico – we don't have that problem. Everyone treats everyone much better. And the U.S. is completely opposite. And unfortunately, I think it's political. I really do believe it's become political.
Yeah.
And my dad keeps calling me.
Okay, go get your dad. I am so glad to talk to you. Yeah, talk to him. Thank you, Johnny. Yeah.